And now introduce yourself of why you're here in Studio C at KUSF.
Thank
you for the post office tip.
Oh, no worries. My name is Ohad, and I came here to the States with my solo project, Old Man River. And
we met because we by the time this airs, we will have been off to South by Southwest and have seen you. But I had the fun of writing. Is it the Australian Music Commission? What's the official? There's some official name for it.
For Phil?
Yeah.
Or for his body?
Timey Kangaroo Phil Tripp?
They are the coordinators of South by Southwest in Australia. In
there
the
you
Pacific
go.
As well. So.
There you go. And Ohad sent me the CD and I said, this is pretty darn good. Let's have him in.
Oh, thank you.
So there you have it. Australian music scene. All over the place. Obviously, when people think of it, there are bands they know about and then bands that I know about. And, you know, they all immediately refer to, you know, Men at Work and Rolf Harris. You know, everybody knows Timey Kangaroo Downsport. And then people like me, people who are a little more new wavy, know about the Hoodoo Gurus, who had a couple of big hits. And then when you're me, you refer to Fisher Zed and Weddings, Parties, Anything.
Right.
Which are bands that you can only get pretty much. Well, Fisher Zed had one hit, and I guess they're back together, which is even more bizarre.
Really?
But the Australian music scene is truly, I mean, people forget that it, well, they don't forget that it's an entire country, but there certainly is, from what I've discovered, everything that you wouldn't ever think. You know, we in the United States think, oh, we are so culturally diverse. And yet, having been to Sydney, having been to Melbourne, I haven't been all the way up north. I've been to Hayman Island, but did discover that the difference even between Melbourne and Sydney is radically, radically...
Well, it's pretty similar to the difference between L.A. and San Fran. They're really similar, those two cities.
But L.A.'s music scene is kind of different than San Francisco's music scene. We're known for the more psychedelic sort of thing, and they're known for, of course, the Eagles.
Yeah. Definitely.
Somebody in L.A. is going to be listening on the internet, and they're going to say, thanks, you gave us the Eagles. Nice.
But for such a small country, I also wonder how so many diverse and different acts of music grow there. It's something in the water, definitely.
That's what they say in New York, too. But that makes bagels. What does that make in Australia? What does the water make in Australia?
Kangaroos? I don't know.
But you don't eat kangaroos.
No, I never tried kangaroos.
See, we have restaurants where some of my listeners are going to turn around and say, well, it was a big deal. But we have restaurants where you can eat buffalo and elk, and it's all very, you know.
What's elk? What is it?
Elk is like a deer.
Okay.
No elk in Australia, obviously.
Well, people that tried kangaroo say it's really nice. But
you can't do that. They
no,
hop around. They've
it.
Got pouches with babies in them. They're
I
cute.
Know. They're very cute. Yeah.
You can't. Although I want a wallaby. Not a wallaby. What's the other one? The curly black when I was there.
The wallaby is like a type of kangaroo.
Right. No. Not
the wombat.
The wombat, yeah.
Is that the fluffy one?
They're really, kind of, yeah. I'd like a wombat as a pet.
Yes.
I think that would be lovely.
But you should never piss it off because
a mad wombat is a pissed wombat.
Yes. Don't mess with a mad wombat.
What does this have to do with music? Now, Nations by the River is a collective that I now have to get the music because I've read in researching, read a lot about it. But collectives have become kind of the groovy thing because, you know, out of Canada last year, South by Southwest, Broken Social Scene is a collective that continually, you know, changes members. And that was the kind of the big collective, right?
Yeah.
They're a pretty big band in Australia.
Yeah, they're great. I just started listening to them now, actually. Somebody put it on my iPod. But yeah, they're great.
But you've been also, you said you were at South by Southwest last year with another band prior to Old Man River.
I was there with a band called Gelbison, which you can get their albums in the States. And two of their members also appear on Nations by the River. And they help creating that collective. Along with another guy called Luke Steele, who plays with the Sleepy Jackson. And they're also
a band we know of here.
Yes, definitely. Great band.
It's kind of interesting which bands stay there. And the same happens with something I know a lot about with Canada. A lot of bands just kind of don't cross the border.
Yeah.
And then some of them, and I don't know if it, does it have to do, you think, with being on the major record companies, or do you think it's just, I mean, because now we have the internet, yeah. So it's a different world, but I use weddings, parties, anything as an example. You know, the greatest hits in Australia, and I've played it, and people call up and say, who is that? And I say, well, you're going to have to go to an Australian, you know, equivalent of, you know, one of those, I don't want to mention the big A, but, you know, any of those sites. I guess Wham-O was the one that I went to go get it.
Right. Yeah, the world is changing in terms of the big labels, but I think they still have a great effect on, you know, who hears what and where, just because they have the facilities to reach more people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is changing with the internet and the iPod and everything. Nations, by the way, is coming out in the States, so it's just a matter of time, I think, until people good. Hear about that.
Good, good. So you were in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And it was your first time, and you sent me an email, and it was the email, I know you'll take this the right way, that, you know, would have come from, you know, if I was taking my daughter there for the first time,
yeah.
You know, I'm up in the Hollywood Hills overlooking the palm trees, and wow, this is Los Angeles.
Yeah. I could literally see like the Hollywood sign. From
so what was your what was your impression?
LA
as a foreigner, so to speak.
It's a funny place, very funny.
Funny, haha, or funny, strange.
Funny, strange.
Give me a couple of examples.
Well, I couldn't really tap into the vibe in that city. I think it's because it's
is
so
there a
spread
vibe?
Out.
Is the question.
I'm sure there is.
Like, there's a business. There's a couple of businesses, but I'm not sure that there's a vibe.
Yeah, it's really hard to feel the
vibe.
The
vibe is getting to work, you know, on the freeway and making it on, you know, within an hour or two. And I'm not putting it down because we're down there quite a bit, but it's... And then there's San Francisco, which you really haven't gotten to wander around very much yet.
But it took me, in San Fran, it took me just... pretty much in the airport, I picked up on a vibe. There was a vibe.
And what was her name? Just kidding. Thank you very much. Yes. There's a great story that you're probably very tired of telling, but I think considering that I've just introduced my daughter to Yellow Submarine, that I now have to make sure you tell this tale, because speaking of vibe, it's almost surreal. Quite. And considering you'll tell us about all the time you've spent in other places, tell the Strawberry Fields story.
Well, I used to live in New York, and that's pretty much, I was just starting off there, and I didn't know what to do, how to play, how to get into clubs and stuff. So I just started busking in the subways, and sometimes when it was a nice day, out in the park. And one of my favorite spots was Strawberry Fields, which is located right next to where John Lennon was shot. And it was a nice day, and I played, like, you know, a few Beatles tunes and kind of closed my eyes, got into it, and I think played Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds. And when I opened my eyes, Yoko Ono was in front of me, because she lives around there, and she was just giving me that smile of keep it up.
That Yoko Ono smile.
Yes.
As only
which
she,
is a rare
as only,
thing.
As only, yeah, I was going to say, you got a smile from Yoko Ono. That's impressive in and of itself.
Yeah.
That's just wild. Absolutely wild. So are you ready? I mean, this will air after we've already been there, but South by Southwest. You went there last year from another band, but now this is kind of a solo thing, and people don't know you here.
Yeah.
So... Do you think it's the vibe that are going to draw people to, or the curiosity of that it's an Aussie thing? Or
Aussie.
An Aussie thing?
You can only hope. Because, yeah, being there last year, South by Southwest is so big. There's so many acts, and I guess so many people are fighting for the same attention.
Yeah. And everybody, I want to get signed. Notice me. Who's in the audience? That whole.
Totally. I don't think there's any point in falling into that fight, you know? And I'm not fighting. And I'm just going to go there and do the best I can and have fun. And
very
learn.
Cool.
Yeah.
But New York, but then you traveled rather far east to seek out some different instrumentation, which I know we're going to hear a little bit of in the music that you're about to play for us. You went pretty far, so tell me about that.
Yeah.
Was this a continuation of the Beatles influence, so to speak?
Are you talking about New Jersey now?
Yes, I am. Yes, you went to Paramus, you went to the mall, you bought a nice suit, and you moved on from there, yes.
Yeah, well, after I lived in New York, I decided to go to India. And
you could have just gone to 6th Street. There's some really good restaurants right on 6th Street. They have the appropriate food. And
yeah, true. I love, actually, on 6th Street, I love... they've got like chili peppers as lights the restaurant. And those are hard to get. I'd love to like get some of those.
What do I have in the office? Aren't mine chili peppers?
Really?
I do. Okay. I have Christmas chili pepper lights. I always forget I have those.
That's great stuff.
Gotta put those on more often.
Absolutely great. Yeah, I went to India.
Put them on eBay. Make some money, obviously. And you'll buy them. Okay.
How should I call them? Like chili lights?
Red hot chili lights.
Okay, red hot chili lights.
I don't. Oh, you mean for your eBay search?
Yes.
I don't know. But back to India.
India. People love chili in India, by the way. And I was there for about a year, just traveling and studying the sitar and Indian music in general, another instrument.
Harmonium.
Yeah, harmonium.
Which is one of the rarest. That's kind of an interesting thing to learn to play.
Yeah, well, it's not rare over there, but I guess here not a lot of people hear about it. And it's similar to the piano accordion.
Yes.
It's just like a squeeze box and you sit down on the floor playing it.
Yeah. But the sitar, how do you tune a sitar?
Patience.
I mean, because it's, you know, the thing's going, yeah! How do you possibly tune something that's already moving when you hit the strings, so to speak?
Yeah, there's a whole... philosophy behind it.
It's a Zen thing. It's kind of like I can feel it's in tune.
Yes.
My mantra has tuned the...
My vibration says it's...
Has tuned it. Yeah. Well, Sunshine is the EP, and I have to say that track comes on and you do just want to smile immediately.
All right.
You know, it just kind of hits you, and it's you know who it reminded me of? And you're either going to take this as a compliment or not, because he's not exactly one of those musical references that comes up except on oldies radio, but Bill Withers.
Right.
And it really made me think that Bill Withers in 1970 could have had a number one hit with that song. Except I don't think there were any... is that a good reference, or did I just really blow it out my socks?
Cool. Well, any reference is a good one.
Well, okay, before you actually play some music, who are all the people that everybody's tried to compare you to thus far, and who are the ones that you like, and who are the ones that are the most ridiculous?
Well, some guy said, the drummer for Mr. Bungle, Danny, he said that I sounded like Ringo Starr, which is...
Your voice sounds a bit like him. There you go.
That was very interesting.
Could be in Beatlemania. Next big gig.
I don't know. People say I sound like Mark Kozelek from Red House Painters, and that's a great compliment. That's it. I don't know.
Well, why don't you play us a couple of tunes? And we really are, this will be an intriguing mixing exercise here, because we have more than we usually have in this studio.
Cool.
So what are you going to play us now that we've set up all of this paraphernalia here?
Well, I'll play you a song from the EP, and it's called Watching It All.
Terrific.
As long as it takes to clear this pain out, it's so dark right now, but the light will shine again. Everywhere it's all the same. People fading, going insane. They all seem to have eyes, but they're blind with a cane. Watching it all, I'm watching it all for so long. I'm really careful not to fall in it all. It's that time, it's that time, it's that time for changing your call. Don't be too slow, never know when you will fall. It's the time, it's the time, it's the time for changing your call. Don't be too slow, never know when you will fall. I must grow, I've got to strive. I can't stop, it's part of my life. With the truth on my side, with this love I can't hide. Watching it all, I'm watching it all for so long. I'm really careful to fall in it all, watching it all, I'm watching it all with some hope. I'm really careful not to fall in it all. It's the time, it's the time, it's the time for changing your call. Don't be too slow, never know when you will fall. It's the time, it's the time, it's the time for changing your call. Don't be too slow, never know when you will fall. We've been waiting for so long for the sunshine. We've been waiting for so long for the sunshine to get back. Tell me, where is the sunshine? We've been living for so long sunshine, without sunshine. We've been living for so long without sunshine in our lives. Tell me, where is the sunshine? Where is the sunshine?
One question. I heard.
Thank you.
You're not doing a Jessica Simpson there. I heard some background harmonies that were coming through this thing. Were there some background harmonies in there? I heard some tracking. I think there was some sample tracking in there somewhere.
Katie,
was that you singing? Was that you singing harmony back there? Okay, it was me. I admit it. How'd I do? Sunshine.
You did well.
Yeah, right. Thank you so much for coming. That was pretty spectacular. That sounded so good. I think I'm going to just kind of package that and play that as a regular kind of live thing, because that really rocked.
Thank you very much.
Well, now it's an indie release, right?
Yes, it is.
But are you shopping it to labels?
I am shopping it to labels.
I mean, duh.
I guess that's the tricky thing. If anybody's interested in information and stuff, because it's indie and it's only been released in Australia, I guess just check out the website for details. And that's oldmanrivermusic.com. And that way you can contact me if you have any remarks or anything. Yeah.
I know. I try that all the time. And, you know, you got to be careful what you open yourself up to. Thanks so much, and wonderful, wonderful stuff, and the best of luck in everything.
Thank you.